Khandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap and Sierra Fine toilet soap present for your enjoyment Khandu, the magician. Waters of the Nile. That's the name of Khandu's thrilling new magic trick, the gravity-defying trick you can get for just 10 cents and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Fine toilet soap wrappers. Next time you go to a party, tell everyone that you have learned to overcome the law of gravity. Then, while they watch, fill an ordinary pop bottle full of water. Show everyone that the water pours out in the usual way. Then fill up the bottle again and slowly turn it upside down. To everyone's amazement, the water remains suspended in defiance of gravity. You can even insert a match, a toothpick, or a pencil, and not a drop of water will spill out once you've mastered this water trick. And all it costs you is a dime. Just 10 cents in coin and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Fine toilet soap wrappers mailed to Khandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll receive this water trick promptly, postpaid. That's Khandu, Khandu, Los Angeles 21. Frank Chandler and the Regents arrive in Calcutta aboard the yacht of Lal Singh, the young Hindu whom Chandler had saved from the demoniac Dr. Shaw in Siam. Chandler and Lal Singh are on deck alone as the Ganesha ties up. To their astonishment, Dr. Shaw is just stepping onto the dock from another boat almost alongside the yacht. Knowing the doctor has come to meet the sinister Raksor, Chandler follows him. Later, despite Chandler's attempt to keep the knowledge from the family, Robert Regent catches sight of Raksor in a crowded street. Dorothy insists they must leave Calcutta at once, but no airplane seats can be had for 2 days. It is an hour later. The Regents are in their suite, but Chandler still had not returned to the hotel. Khandu, the magician.
You wouldn't think it would take him all this time to go back to the airline office.
Well, he may have gone to the airport, of course. And the way traffic is...
Yes. We won't know what to do when we get home where goats and cows and things don't wander around in the streets.
I will.
I wonder if there's always a mob like that hanging down there in the street.
Oh, let me look, Bob. Oh, they look just like the Arabs out in front of Shepherd's in Cairo. Except their turbans.
They could all be rocks or spies for all we know. Do I open it or not?
But certainly. See who it is, Bob.
Mother, it might be Roxor in person.
I hope it is.
Mom!
I'm sick to death of having Dad hounded by that man. Well, oh.
Good evening, Mrs. Regent.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was expecting someone else.
Mom, it's Mr. Blackburn. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Oh, please come in, Mr. Blackburn. I'm so sorry.
Not at all. Betty, I'm glad to see you again.
We didn't realize who you really were that time until we were all the way home. Uncle Frank told us your name was Smith.
I remember. I had a particular reason for not wanting to be recognized in Malta.
Sit here by the window, won't you? There's a little breeze tonight.
Thank you. I hope Bob's well again.
Again? Oh, I'm okay. Oh, you mean Dad.
Yes.
Robert had a bad shock this afternoon.
Oh?
He saw Roxor in the street.
Roxor? How unfortunate.
Did you know he was in Calcutta?
No, but I'm not surprised. Mrs. Regent, isn't your brother here?
No, he's gone to see about our tickets home.
Well, that's odd. Was it you who answered the telephone, Bob?
When do you mean, sir?
A few moments ago. Oh, no, it couldn't have been. You were all surprised to see me.
Nobody's called us since we've been here.
Have you been out at all?
No. Robert was in no condition to go out, even if we'd wanted to, in this heat.
Well, I must have been put through to the wrong suite.
Well, we managed it, Dot. You can leave to... Blackburn.
It's good to see you again, Chandler.
Well, how did you know we were here?
When I stopped for my key, I saw your name on the register.
You didn't get my message from Bangkok?
Oh, yes. It was sent on here from London. A bad business. I thought we might go to my room and have a word or two about it.
Well, we can go into mine. Excuse us, will you, Dot?
Of course.
I hope you haven't planned anything for this evening, Mrs. Regent. I have a dinner invitation for you.
Oh, thank you, but Robert won't feel like going out, Mr. Blackburn.
Well, would he mind very much if the rest of you accepted?
Bob and I, too?
You're all invited.
Well, I'll speak to Robert.
In here, Blackburn.
Mother, if we're going out to dinner, we'd better send our dresses down to be pressed or they'll...
Who's invited us to dinner? We've only been in town a couple of hours.
You remember Holcar?
Oh, yes, of course. Is he still an agent of ours?
On a somewhat different basis now, since the partition. But he needs help. The Takuka Phi is spreading like the plague.
Thanks to men like Dr. Shaw.
Yes. I could hardly believe my eyes when I read your message.
Yes, it's true, Blackman. Devil worship and all. I think now Dimitri must have introduced Shaw to Roxor.
Well, you don't think that Dimitri's here, too?
No, Roxor's through with him.
Ah.
Dimitri let him down in Montebania, you know.
You saw to that. I know you won't discuss your methods, but whatever they are, they're effective.
Well, let's get back to Holcar. Just what does he want?
He thinks that the Takuka Phi has put a man into his own household. Heaven knows, in that great place, it wouldn't be too difficult. He must have 50 servants.
Well, they can't all be in on it. Some of them would be sure to begin talking about it in the bazaars.
Exactly. And our men would have heard it. I don't need to remind you how ticklish the situation is out here in the East.
Especially with Roxor himself here now.
Yes.
Well, perhaps we can think of a way to smoke the fellow out. Tell me, is this to be one of those great dinners Holcar gives for 200?
Oh, no. I was to have dined with him alone. But when I told him you were here, he insisted that you and your family should come.
The family, to give the impression it's purely a social evening, huh?
Quite. He seems to think that you can summon some sort of occult forces at will.
Oh? Well, suppose we send word we'll be there.
Without consulting your sister?
Well, she'd rather not go. On Robert's account, I'll take Betty and Bob.
Oh, splendid. I'll send a man with a note at once.
And say I'd like to speak with Holcar for a moment before dinner.
Get there at this rate, Uncle Frank. We could have walked faster.
Somehow, I don't think your mother and Betty would have cared much for that, Bob.
In these shoes? Don't even mention it.
You and Betty really went to town, didn't you? You look mighty sharp, ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh, is that a compliment? I shall never forget how astonished I was the first time I went to America. You hear people saying all sorts of things with a cat's whisker.
Brother, how chintzy can you get? When was that?
Oh, years ago.
Well, now that we're out of the crowds, we'll make better time. And before we get there, I want to tell you something. Don't refuse the wine, any of you.
You know Bob and I never drink wine, Uncle Frank.
I don't mean you to drink it, Betty. Just let the servants fill your glasses.
Why?
Oh, Bob, what do you care? I feel just like a spy.
Frank, what are you up to?
I'd rather none of you knew. We'll be closely watched.
You mean, if we don't know, we can't spill it?
Well,
you better prepare them for Holcar dining at a table alone, hadn't you?
Oh, we're quite used to that.
Lots of Mohammedans did that in Egypt, Mr. Blackburn. We thought nothing of it after a while.
Well, that's all right, then.
Frank, is this the house?
Why, yes.
Oh, it looks like a palace.
Remember now, no matter what happens... No comments.
This room's big enough for a skating rink.
But did you notice? It has a marble floor.
Mrs. Regent, these are the wine glasses we spoke to you about.
Oh, I wondered how fragile they look.
They are, Mrs. Regent. I use them only on very special occasions.
They're very, very old, Dot. Listen.
Oh, I should think you'd be afraid to use them at all.
Tell them the story, won't you, Chandler?
I wish you'd told us before we came. I don't know what to say.
Oh, it's all right. You see, the glasses were made for a ruler who was very much afraid of being poisoned. They are said to explode if poison is poured into them.
Oh, too bad Dad's not here. He debunked that for you.
The glasses have saved the lives of several ruling princes.
Okay, I'll go along with it. But if it's true, why are there any glasses left?
There are only these few.
Permit me to fill your glass, Miss Saab.
Let him fill it, Betty. We're going to drink a toast.
Oh, yes. Uncle Frank, listen. You know what they're playing?
Yes, I know, Betty.
Betty, remember?
Yes. But isn't it funny they know an American song?
Why? That singer in the cafe this afternoon did.
I bet Uncle Frank asked them to play it.
Ready, Bob?
Sure.
I propose a toast. Let us drink to the health and long life of our host.
Just a minute, Blackburn. Raise your glass, Betty.
Uncle Frank, you said I didn't have...
I'm not going to drink it, dear.
What's Uncle Frank stalling for?
Well, I don't know, Bob. Perhaps there's something wrong.
I don't get it.
I'm sorry to have interrupted you, Blackburn, but now is the moment.
Frank, your glass is broken.
And mine.
The big lump tried to poison you.
Bob, it wasn't the servants.
He poured the wine, didn't he?
Well done, Bob.
Blackburn, he's not the man.
He must be.
Did you tell Holcar what we were going to do?
I thought you did. Why, what's happened to him?
He's the one who tried to kill us. Look at him. He got the poisoned wine himself.
Just 10 cents in coin brings you Chandu's mystifying water trick. Just mail 10 cents and a White King granulated soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Chandu will send you this great bargain in magic, the thrilling trick he calls the Waters of the Nile. Fill an empty pop bottle full of water. Turn it upside down. A stream of water pours out, of course. But when you have mastered Chandu's mysterious water trick, you can hold the bottle upside down and no water will run out. You can even insert matches or toothpicks through the open mouth. And in apparent defiance of the laws of gravity, the water remains suspended in the bottle. Here is a thrilling trick that will puzzle and entertain everyone, young and old. And you can have it for just 10 cents, just a dime and a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. Mail to Chandu, C-H-A-N-D-U, Los Angeles 21. You'll receive Chandu's Waters of the Nile magic trick, postpaid. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The makers of White King invite you to listen again tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.